I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama State Report Card on its infrastructure will be released in December by the American Society of Civil Engineering. APR student reporter Taylor Sweeney has more.
The United States as a whole has not graded well over the years. The American Society of Civil Engineering gave the nation a grade of D+ in its last report card in 2013. Andrew Herman is the former president of ASCE. He says Alabama citizens pay more a year to drive on roads and bridges that are not in good condition.
Alabama motorists pay an extra $321 per year from driving on roads in need of repair. So that's additional repairs and operating costs. So your motorists are already paying for the bad road conditions. Imagine if you put some of that money towards fixing it. You could cut down on congestion. You could cut down on wasting fuel.
Of the nearly 102,000 public roads in Alabama, 6% are considered to be in poor condition. For APR News, I'm Taylor Sweeney.
The state of Alabama is moving forward with its plans to use oil spill settlement money to build a 350-room hotel and conference center at Gulf State Park in Gulf Shores. Governor Robert Bentley says he hopes the beachfront facility can open by 2018. It's intended to handle meetings of up to 1,500 people. Bentley says many beachfront conferences are currently held in Florida because there just isn't a convention center large enough on Alabama's coast. The Gulf Restoration, a New Orleans-based environmental group, has filed a lawsuit to block the project. They argue it's an inappropriate use of funds meant to restore the oil-stained coast. The state argues that this project will make up for lost recreation during the spill, and it will be an ecologically sensitive development. The $135 million project also includes dune restoration and bicycle trails. The Alabama Crimson Tide football team clinched the SEC West this weekend by beating Auburn 29-13 in a game that stayed tight until the fourth quarter. Derrick Henry strengthened his Heisman bid with his fourth 200-yard game against an SEC team, but the real star of the show was Alabama kicker Adam Griffith, who set an Iron Bowl record with 5 made field goals. Griffith is the same kicker behind the infamous Kick 6 game 2 years ago when Auburn beat the Tide with a last-second missed field goal return for touchdown. Head coach Nick Saban says now that's history.
I'm really, really proud of him for hanging in there and gaining his confidence back and doing the things that this team needs him to do, and he's done a fantastic job, especially these last 3 or 4 games.
The Auburn Tigers had their moments Saturday as well, including wide receiver Jason Smith's third-quarter touchdown after tipping the ball to himself. The Crimson Tide faces the Florida Gators in the SEC Championship this Saturday. Thanks to our colleagues at WVUA-TV for their production assistance, and we'll head to the WVUA Weather Center now for today's forecast.
Rain showers across the northern half of the state today, so grab that umbrella if you are headed out in that direction, as temperatures will be cooler as well. We'll see high temperatures in the mid and upper 60s for the northern half of the state. For the southern half, expect to see a mix of cloud and sun. Temperatures warmer, though, into the lower 70s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.